Hi,
Thank
David.
You.
It's Jacqueline here from Brisbane.
Can you say your name again?
Jacqueline from Brisbane.
Hello, Jacqueline. Right. Love hearing Aussies on the call. And Beth is here to assist us on the call. She'll be helping out. This is David Wood. Who else do we have? Would you say your name and your city?
Hi, Nicole. This is Jan.
Oh. Nicole and Anne.
Jan from Austin, Texas.
Jan, hello.
Nicole
Jamie
from Renton,
Columbus,
Washington.
Georgia.
Nicole, I got that.
And Mimi from Columbus, Georgia.
Mimi, welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
Josh from Los Angeles.
Is that the Joshua I've been emailing with?
Yes.
All right. Joshua is welcome, Joshua. Joshua is here to keep me on track and ask me the tough questions on this call. Good to have you here. Who else do we have?
Hi, it's Lori from Palm Springs, California.
Welcome, Lori.
And Damien from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Damien? Great. And I acknowledge you guys all for being on time. I appreciate that. I think we're going to be a fairly tight group. This isn't the kind of thing where we had 200, 300, 1,000 registrations.
Okay.
The person with the baby in the background, welcome to the baby or parrot. If you could press 4-star, then you can mute your phone, or you may have a mute button on your phone. So 4-star will mute your phone. So I think, and this could be a good thing, I think this is going to be a fairly tight group. And what that means is I'm going to be able to keep the line open more often, and we're going to be able to have more interaction with you guys asking your questions. So who else would like to say their name and their city? Who else has joined us?
This is Mary from Connecticut.
Mary, welcome.
Hi, Susanna from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Susanna. Is that everybody so far?
Wendy would like to say for the record that even though I don't sound like one and I'm not living there currently, I'm actually an Aussie too.
All right. I'll believe you.
I was born here. I was naturalized there.
Okay, great. So, guys, this is the 30-day coaching challenge. It's the first time we've done this, and I just woke up one day and realized that it would be really, really make a huge difference to a lot of coaches just having that discipline that each day I'm going to approach somebody. Each day I'm going to share my gift with the world and make an offering. And it's not about you have to get 30 sessions booked. It's not that you have to get 30 clients. You're playing the game right if you simply make the offer every day. And I want to welcome Joshua, who's going to keep me on track on the call. Joshua, would you like to say a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself?
Hi, sure. I live in Los Angeles. I've been in the acting world for the last 20 years, and award-winning director, writer, and actor in Los Angeles. And This is something kind of a new direction for me, and it's something I've been working on and studying and helping people actually over the last 20 years, just not getting paid for it as much as I'd like. So that's kind of where I am right now. And David, I don't know what to you want to start with some questions, or where do you want to go?
I've got an outline here, and
okay. You've
got the question, so I'll go over the I've got a few things to cover, and then I'll turn it over to you to start asking me some questions. So as I said, there's a fairly tight group, and I like that. You guys are going to have a chance not only to get more support on the calls by asking your questions, but you have a chance to buddy up with each other and to support each other on the block. If you haven't muted your phone, would you press 4-star? And if you guys are able to manage that, we can keep the line open. And if not, we'll put it onto lecture mode, and that's fine. But that's great. So, all right, let's get into it. I want to acknowledge you all, and I will ask for some feedback from you. I'm realizing that you may be in different spaces, very different places emotionally about doing a 30-day challenge. And I'd like to hear from people, just give us the 5 to 10 second version of how you're feeling. Some of you may be excited, some of you may be scared, some of you may be sure you can do it, some of you might be like, I don't know how to do this. Let's just hear from a few people about that.
Well, this is Lori.
Yes, Lori.
And I'm feeling really excited and really focused and like ready. I've needed some help, and I think this is it. So I'm
great.
Excited.
Thank
about
you.
It.
Lori is ready. Who else?
This is Jan.
Yes, Jan.
I feel energized by it, and I know that when someone gives me a goal or I choose the goal myself, I tend to achieve it.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
Jan's excited. Now, who's not so positive?
This is Irene.
Hello.
Hi, it's Irene. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm excited, and I am skeptical about people saying yes.
Okay, good. Skeptical, you're thinking like people won't say yes.
Exactly.
Okay, good. And we'll have a look at what might people say no to an offer of something that's worth a couple of $100s for free. We'll take a look at that. Who else? Anyone else that's a little bit like, all right, I signed up for this, and now what have I gotten myself into?
Well, this is Jeanette, and I'm not sure if I'm ready for it yet, but I'm interested in hearing.
Great. Thank you for being honest. So that's great. We're definitely going to deal with those issues about, am I ready for it yet? And something I meant to say, too, if you'd like to participate via chat, we found that in the last few calls we've done, people have been really interactive on the chat room and supporting each other and asking questions and exchanging email addresses. So you guys are a community now. For the next month, you'll be working together to support each other. And I invite you to go right now, if you do have access to the internet, to solutionbox.com/chat. It's pretty easy to remember. I'll say it one more time, solutionbox.com/chat. And I'll go there right now. And Joseph, are you online? Oh, sorry, Joshua. You're not going to answer to Joseph, are you?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, I think he's talking to me. Yes, yeah. I am online.
Well, you don't need to be. Beth's going to pull out any questions there, and I'll be online. But if you want to go there too, solutionbox.com/chat, and you can use that to communicate with other people on the call while Joshua and I are talking, and you can use that also to post any questions, because we'll only be able to open up the call maybe two times, maybe three, if that, to get your questions, and there you can ask others, and Beth might see something and go, oh yeah, we got to keep these guys on track, and she'll Skype me with that. So definitely use that board. And here's the other thing. This is a really valuable tip. I invite you today to buddy up. And there are two ways to get a buddy. The easiest way is to join the board now and say, I'm up for a buddy. And when someone says yes, then, buddy up, and then swap email addresses. And the other way to do it, if you can't get online now, or if you're listening to the recording, is to go to solutionbox.com/, and Beth, what's the URL where they post 30-day challenge?
It's 30-day.
Can you say that again?
I was thinking it was just 30-day.
It's solutionbox.com/30-day.
Oh. Okay, so I've got it. I think I've got it wrong here. 30-day. Is there an S on the end of that?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, and that's where people post?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to go and have a look at that right now. And the knife and fork person. If you could please mute your phone, that would be lovely. 30-day. Oh, good. Good, good. So you can go there, solutionbox.com/30-day. That's 30-D-A-Y. And post in there, say, hey, I'm up for a buddy. Here's my email address, and you may get some offers. We'll see if anyone else has posted. So, and what I invite you to do is swap email addresses and work out with your buddy how often you're going to check in by email or phone, and then stick to it. So you set up your own schedule. I suggest once a day. It could be a phone call if you really want to go for it, or it could be an email check-in by 3 p.m. each day. You guys work it out, and you're going to get so much more out of this and can support each other. So I want to acknowledge you all because you have stepped forward. You know, I got clear. I think we've had about 60 registrations for the program, and initially I thought, hang on, there should be like 500, and then I realized, yeah, but this is the core group. These are the 50, 60 people out of 70,000 who are ready to move forward. And I say, whether you're confident or whether you're freaking out thinking, I just can't do this, you're in the right place, because what this program is about is you coming up against your blocks, wherever they are. So if you're thinking, I can't get two sessions, then you're in the right place. If you're thinking, all right, I think I could do it, but I probably can't get 20 sessions, you're in the right place. Now let's get into the rules of the competition. And I wouldn't take the competition too seriously. The competition and the game here is to support you in having fun and to support you in actually taking action. That's all. And we've added some prizes to make it fun. The prizes are... Well, one prize, for everyone who – well, I'll go through the rules first, and then I'll see the prizes. Your daily autoresponder begins today. Is that right, Beth? October 23rd?
Yes, they should have already gotten it.
Okay, great. So it started today. Every day starting tomorrow – we're not going to require you to post today because it's pretty late at night, but starting tomorrow and for 30 days – post on the blog at solutionbox.com/30-day, 30-day, with who you called, your reason for inviting them, and the result. And you can post anything else you want there too, but at minimum, post that every day. Now, no doubling up. You can't skip a day and then do another 2 days. I mean, you can, but it won't qualify for the competition. Now, having said that, if you've got some deal with Beth for religious reasons or, you know, whatever, you got a deal in advance, that's different. But if you don't have the deal, then this is what you stick to and you post every day. And you invite someone every day. Now, live calls, phone calls count, and individual email counts, face-to-face counts. A bulk email does not count. I still recommend you do it. It's nice to just warm people up and say, I'll be getting in touch in a few days, but it's not going to count as an invitation per day. Now, I believe, Beth, that people can do 5 invitations tomorrow and then they can not invite for 4 days. Is that true? They can kind of bunch the invitations together if they want?
That's what you said.
That's what I said. Okay. So, you know, if you do 3 invitations tomorrow and you don't do invitations the next 2 days, you still qualify for the competition. So we're giving you flexibility around extending the invitations, but not flexibility around the posting. And what I encourage you to do very, very strongly is that you actually invite at least one person every day. If it was me, I'd be inviting 5 to 10 every day. You just, once you've made one call, you're in the zone. You may as well make another 5. So I would do something every day, and that's going to make a big difference to you. But we'll give you flexibility around the bunching of the invitations, not flexibility around the posting, because that's the only thing we can measure. And each invitation needs to be a new person. You can't invite the same person a second time and have it count, although you can invite them a second time and have it make a difference in their life. Joshua, is there anything there that doesn't sound clear or anything that I've missed?
No, I think I think that pretty much covered it.
Okay, great. And I'll say in advance, you know, if for one reason you forget to post today, it's not the end of the world. Just please don't email Beth or Terry and give them some sub story about, oh, you know, this is why it didn't happen and my car broke down or whatever. It's simply a competition. It's not the end of the world. And the ultimate prize is a huge transformation in your coaching practice. That's it. And a transformation in your confidence and the way you express yourself in the world. That's the ultimate prize. So don't beat yourself up if you miss. I just invite you to play a game of setting up a structure so you're not going to miss. Now, welcome those who've come to the call late. This is David Wood, and I'm here with Joshua. What's your last name, Joshua?
Carmichael.
Joshua Carmichael.
David?
Yes.
This is Joshua Aragon. I think that my phone was muted. I couldn't talk. You might be confusing the other Joshua right now.
I think you might.
I am. That's
might be.
That's amazing.
He's probably wondering what questions you've got for him.
I was actually looking at my past emails trying to get that out.
It's fixed now, though, and you should be able to hear me. The Joshua one.
Okay, great. So I've lined up Joshua Aragon to interview me on the call, and I appreciate Joshua Carmichael standing in until
my pleasure,
Aragon got off mute. That's great. And if you can increase your volume, Joshua Aragon, that would be useful.
Okay.
We would have found out when I go into lecture mode because Joshua Aragon has the access code and Joshua Carmichael doesn't. So
well, I was waiting for the moment to interrupt you and say, I think there might be a mistake, but I'm glad it's clear. You can actually call me JC if that's easier for tonight.
Thank you, JC. And I got to tell you guys, this reminds me so much of the time I was in I went to a wedding and I met this really nice woman and we set up a date for the following week. And the following week I went to the bar and I looked for her everywhere for an hour and I couldn't find her. And finally I found her and she looked so different. I said, "You look so different without your glasses on." And she says, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And we're chatting about this and that. And after about 20 minutes, she mentioned someone from college. And I said, "How do you know John from college?" And then it hit me. I had the wrong woman. I had the wrong woman. This wasn't the woman from the wedding. This is a woman I went to college with like 5 years earlier, and I'd recognized her, and we just started chatting. I'm like, "Where have you been?" She's like, "Around." So this just reminds me of that, but not as embarrassing. Great. Now, let's talk about goodies. You've probably gone there already, but the URL for goodies is... Now, before we do goodies, any questions on the competition? And not before we do that, and I may jump around like this all night. I haven't even had coffee, but I may do this. Before I do that, the prizes are, and I'll do it from memory, and Beth, you can chip in and help me if I miss it. The prizes are if you do all the posting, and you post every day, and you do 30 invites, and you get at least 2 paying clients. Is it $100 each per month, each, Beth, or is it just $100 total?
So let me open that up.
Okay, and I'll go to the page too. Let's go to the page. It's solutionbox.com/30daydownload.htm, and I'm sure it's in your emails. But I'm going to go there right now.
Yes, if you generate over 2,000 in upfront fees.
Oh, no, hang on. We're not there. We're not there yet. That's one of the prizes. Oh, and Beth, can you put the prizes on that page, 30daydownload.htm?
Sure.
And I'll go to 30-day challenge so I can read this out. So here you go. If you'd never skip a day of posting, you extend 30 invitations and you get at least 2 paying clients and they've got to pay you over $100 cash. And I'm going to say total, not even each, just total. You get $100 cash, not trade, for a month of coaching. And you share your success story with us, you get a complete refund. So that's one of the prizes. Plus, if you're a superstar and you generate over 2,000 in new upfront fees, from the 30-day challenge. So that's not like they pay you, they're going to pay you $2,000 over a year. You actually collect the money. You'll be able to advertise your coaching service or product to 70,000 coaches in our newsletter. And the top revenue generator, whoever pulls in the most in new upfront fees and shows us evidence of that, will get a free copy of the Internet Client's Professional Training Program valued at $2,995. So there's the competition. Is there anything just not clear about that anyone needs clarification on?
David, this is Mimi.
Yes, Mimi.
On the getting two paid clients, $100 total, will you need evidence of that too? And if so, what would that be?
I think that will trust you on.
Okay.
Yeah. Save us time. On a system.
David, can you tell us the website? It's again, is it /30day/download?
Oh, no. The website with the goodies is solutionbox.com. Beth, can you type it into the chat board, please? solutionbox.com/30daydownload.htm. That's the one with the private goodies.
I'm not getting it, but maybe that's just the way I'm typing it in.
Is it 30-day? If you can look on the chat board, Beth is going to post it. It's 30daydownload.htm, and it does come up for me, so it might be your internet service provider just now.
I think it might be my internet service provider. Yeah, I'm having trouble right now. Sorry.
Okay. I'm getting myself organized. Yeah, back to the chat room. All right. Good. So now you've got the page of goodies, and that's a really great resource for you guys. You're going to want to listen to the audios and read through the articles to, you know, pump yourself up and pep yourself up from time to time. And you can post your questions, too. I'm asking – I haven't asked Beth yet. She doesn't know about it, but I'll ask her now to check the board, check that blog every day. So when you post, you can also post your questions. It's solutionbox.com/30day. Beth, also, I think at the goodies page – oh, no, it doesn't matter. So also post any questions you have. You're like, oh, you know, I'm just stuck on this or stuck on that. And, Beth, probably the simplest thing is just direct them to the appropriate MP3 or article if that answers that. And if not, then would you be willing to help them out?
Sure.
Okay, great. And maybe you could get someone to cover for you if you need to take a break on the weekend. But great, we really want to support you guys. And this is really important. There is no excuse for getting stuck. Now, what can happen? Here's what normally happens when someone gets blocked. When I get blocked, I don't want to do anything. I figure I can't do anything, and the last thing I'm likely to do is to ask for help. Because I'm just feeling down, I might be depressed, I might be thinking I'm never going to make it. Last thing I want to do is call my coach and ask for help. But what I'm inviting you to do is when you get stuck, say you haven't called anyone for 3 days, or you're just like, there's no one I know, or no one's going to respond to me, or no one's going to say yes, or I don't know how to coach, whatever those beliefs are, that's the time to call your buddy coach, and that's the time to post at solutionbox.com/30day with I need help, and be very specific in your questions. Otherwise, Beth won't be able to help. That's also the time to make sure you're on every single call live so that you can get the support you need and you can ask your questions, get coaching around it. This is like the blocks that could hold you back for the next 10 years, you can bust through them this month. But we can't force feed you the info. Okay, now people have been asking what an AR is. That's a little jargon that Beth and I use, and it means autoresponder. So the AR starts today means you're getting the autoresponder. You're getting a series of emails that are going to guide you through this and support you. Great. So Joshua, Aragon, is there anything that I've missed so far that's just like glaringly obvious?
No, actually I've kind of gone through the list and was looking at the site at the same time, and it doesn't look like that any questions are coming in either. So
okay,
covered it well.
All right, good. So I say it's time for questions. Joshua, let's support people in doing their introductory sessions, and we'll go through some of the material we've got here. I notice we're at 25 minutes in, and we've covered the basics of the program. And, you know, let's see. We might be able to wrap up by the top of the hour, another 35 minutes, and I'm happy to go another 15 minutes over if need be. So over to you, Joshua.
Excellent. I'll try to do my best to keep you steering in the right direction. How's that?
All right.
All right. First question I've got, and I'm sure other people do as well, because there's a lot of different ways, I guess, to look at it, but what is an introductory session? What is the purpose of it as a coach?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you need a lawyer, like say you've been injured and you want to sue someone, you know you need a lawyer. So you go out and you just call a lawyer. But people don't tend to think, and it's changing, they don't tend to think, oh, I need a coach. So it requires you to get out there and put that energy in. And most people don't even know what it feels like to have a coach. I mean, I do, so I can call a friend and say, I need coaching. But they don't even know what it feels like. So for you to call and say, hey, I'm offering coaching, would you like to buy it? It's a little bit crazy. But what you can do is you can offer them an experience of coaching, which could be an hour or it could be 15 minutes. And what we normally call this is an introductory session. It's also known as a complimentary session, or some people call it a free session, but I like to call it an introductory session or a complimentary session. I also like to call it an exploratory session.
And this is when you're introducing it to the people that you're talking to.
I'd like to do an exploratory session with you, or I'd like to do an introductory session with you, or I'd like to, you know, something like that. So the purpose is to give people an experience of coaching and to inspire them. You want to inspire them and excite them with what's possible. And then what you've done is you've given them a great gift just by inspiring them and exciting them. And as a bonus, what might come out of it is that it's appropriate for you two to work together on their goals. So you could say the purpose is twofold: one, to inspire and excite them, and two, for you both to decide whether or not it's appropriate to work together going forward on their goals.
And what you said to inspire them is one of the main goals, and I think that's the key. So can you give like an example of that?
Well, what's something that you'd really what's one thing that you would change in your life?
Personally, let's see.
If you could change one thing, what would you pick?
Say to increase my distribution list, my mailing list.
Okay. All right, great. Now, if you increase your mailing list, and what I'm going to do, you know, and aside to people listening on the call so he doesn't hear me, I'm going to help make it specific, because in his mind it might be a vague goal and we're going to get it specific. So, Joshua, what would you increase it to?
Well, number I've heard would be anywhere from, let's say 8,000. Let's get specific.
8,000, great. And I want to acknowledge you for being specific and kind of putting it out there. Now, what would you have if you had that? If you had 8,000 people on a mailing list, what would that give you that you didn't have before?
That would give me sessions, group. I do group coaching. That would give me sessions that I could practically fill up the day that I send my emails out.
Okay, so you fill up your sessions, bang, instant session filling. Great. And what would that give you?
That would give me less, I guess, less work as far as the front end and trying to get things filled up. And then the obvious increase on that would be in my revenue and the amount of people that I'm able to help.
Okay, great. So you're helping more people, you've got more revenue, and then if you've got more revenue, what does that give you? I mean, I assume you don't just want to, you know, put it in a bath and roll in it. Or maybe
well,
you do.
Possibility.
Yeah.
No. That would give me more freedom to do the things that I want to do as far as vacations or things with the family, let's say.
Okay, great. So you got more time with the family. So can you pitch yourself having, like, how much more vacation would you have?
I'd like to take 3 months a year.
All right. Right. And would 8,000 subscribers, is it possible that will give you the ability to do that?
Well, definitely. I think that the if I could book my sessions more and I could do the group coaching and I can get more people in there, then definitely 8,000 is a good number. It's a good – because I think from there it also grows.
Okay, great. So what I'm hearing here is that what you'd really love to do is take 3 months off a year.
That's right.
And would that feel good?
That would feel amazing.
Okay, good. And the guy's on the call, you can probably hear it in his voice. He's not faking. Right, he's not fake. You can hear that. He's like, that'd be amazing. He's got it. So, Joshua, did I answer your question just now? You wanted an example of how to inspire someone. Do you feel inspired and/or excited?
Yeah, definitely. You can. What the person comes in with is not necessarily what they're looking for. So you're able to get to the root of that and really get something that is important to them, instead of just what they thought. Like that number was, the original thing was just what I thought it could be, but you got down to the root of it, which was that I really want to take this, you know, more vacation time.
Yeah, right. Because when you said 8,000 subscribers, I was thinking boring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going with my response, and I'm like, that doesn't light me up, and I'm not sure if it's really what you want, so I wanted to check it out. So that's why I used the technique, and what would you have if you had that? And let's really find out if it's what he wants, because it might be that you don't really want that. You just thought it was an important goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to hire me to work on something that really isn't going to light you up. But if this goal, I can hear that you believe that if you get these subscribers, then you can take 3 months, a year off, and spend a lot more time with your family. And what I've just done is not just inspire you, but inspire me, because now I'm more interested in working with you.
Exactly.
It's like, I'd love to help you do that.
Well, it's an awesome goal.
Yeah. Yeah, great. So if you have any questions now about inspiring your client, like if anything's unclear about this, please post it in the chat room right now, and Beth will send it to me, because this is a good time for it. And someone did ask in the chat board, again, what you should include in your daily post. What you should include is who you called, your reason for inviting them, and the result. The simple answer is just what you've done. You know, you're supposed to be approaching someone a day, so just post what you did and how it went. That's a simple answer. And you'll be able to read other people's posts too and get a sense of it. So Joshua, what's next?
All right, so I got an idea now of what the session is and how I can describe it to someone and inspire them. So how do I actually get to the point where I can invite them? How do I go about inviting them?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you guys on the call, I'm going to give you something that I say is worth $1,000. You call it whatever it is, but I say this is worth $1,000 or more. I'm going to give you about 4 lines that you can use to invite anybody to a session with complete freedom. And if you don't get it, you don't have to write it all down now, because we're going to send it to you as notes. We're going to send you a PDF file with this written down. Hi, Joshua, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, great. It's been a while, and I'm calling with a specific purpose. I think you probably already know that I'm a life coach, or maybe you didn't, and I want to do a session with you. You will absolutely love it.
I'm intrigued.
All right. So I don't know if you're my ideal client, but I just want to do one session with you as a gift. Now, if we should be working together, we'll know it, and we'll be able to set something up. And if not, you can refer people to me like crazy. Is that a deal?
I can definitely give that a shot.
All right, good. All right, so guys, you see how simple that was, and if that, you know, if you're thinking, well, hang on, I couldn't do that, or, you know, there's a reason. In fact, the line's open, so let's go now to you guys. Is anyone listening to that thinking, I just couldn't ask that, or that just wouldn't work? Let's hear the issues now.
David, this is Irene.
Yes.
I find that most of the people I ask are other entrepreneurs, and people are trying to sell each other all the time. So I called somebody today, and as soon as I said I'd like to offer you a session, she got really, like, put on the spot, and she felt like, well, I don't know, because I don't know if I can afford you, and I don't want to take it if I can't afford you, and I don't...
Great. So let's do it now. Would you be willing to be her?
Sure.
Okay, what's her name?
Karen.
Okay, Karen. So I'll be you. So, hi, Karen. This is Irene.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and I'm excited. I'm actually calling with a specific reason. So instead of, you know, chit-chatting for 10 minutes and holding on to this, I want to tell you, I think you know I'm a life coach, and I want to do a session with you, and you'll absolutely love it.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that because at this point I couldn't afford coaching, and I don't want to waste your time because, you know, it's not something that I could afford.
Thank you so much for just being straight with me. Doesn't that make it so much easier? That's wonderful. So a couple of questions. Firstly, who do you know who's been wanting to make a big change? When you think of who's wanting to make a change in their life, who comes to mind?
Well, I mean, if I think of anybody, I'll tell them about you, but, you know, I can't think of anybody right now.
Okay. Do you know of anyone who's been struggling a bit recently? Any of your friends that you just wish you could help out, but you're not sure how to do it?
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't want coaching.
They wouldn't?
No, I mean, you know.
Okay. Do you think that if they were offered a coaching session valued at $100, but I just waived the fee so I could get practice, that they might be interested?
Well, maybe I could ask.
Oh, great. Thank you. You know, what I'd be happy to do is send you an email with an invitation, if you like, and you could just forward it, or you can just call them and you'll have the details. Would that make it easy for you?
Sure.
Oh, great. Thanks. Well, I'll do that. And when's a good time for me to check in with you or follow up and find out what happened? Like, how do you want to do that?
Well, I'll just let you know. I'll just give it to them and they can call you.
Thank you. I think that's really wonderful. Now, about you, it sounds like finances might be an issue.
Yeah.
A little tight?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So here's what I want you to know, is that I have no expectation that you will hire me as a coach or that you will pay me.
Well,
and I'm still willing to offer you the session. I still like to do it, and here's why. One reason is because then you'll actually have a good sense of what I do, and when you refer me to your friends, you'll be able to do it authentically and tell them what you got out of it.
Uh-huh.
And another reason is, and I don't know that this is true, but we might find a strategy or something that's actually going to make a difference in your finances and that would be worth you hiring a coach. Now, I don't know and I don't care. All I want to do is make a difference to you in 30 minutes. And it'll be great for my professional development. And if you decide to hire me, I'm just going to act surprised and shocked. Okay? So how about it? You want to do a session?
Sure.
All right, great. Does that help, Irene?
Yeah, you know, you're so comfortable with it. And clear, and you don't freeze up the way I do. It's
yeah,
funny.
And it's because I got nothing riding on it. Like, I'm okay for her to say no,
mm-hmm.
And I want to let her know that I'm really just, I want to do the session. I'm going to get a lot out of it. I mean, I want someone who's hungry for coaching and who's wants to hire me, but in these 30 days, you're going to get so much out of the practice. of doing the sessions. And you'll get so much potentially out of the referrals. So if they're like, yeah, I want to pay for it, how wonderful that they set it up front. Mm-hmm. You know, and I say it's your responsibility to let them know there's no obligation. That's why I use the line, if we should be working together, we'll know it. And if not, you can refer people to me like crazy. Is that a deal? So you just take them off the hook.
And wouldn't it make them feel pressured to refer to you? Because I sense that also with the woman I spoke to today.
It might. I think it's a good deal that if, you know, if I give you half an hour to an hour of my time and give you coaching that's worth, you know, $100 or more, that if you get anything out of it, you refer people to me. That's a deal. And if that doesn't feel like that would be a good experience, and only if you got value out of it. Mm-hmm. Only. And only if you honestly think that it'd be of value to people. Now, if you don't feel like that's a good deal, then let's not make that deal. I think it's a good deal. So I'm actually not giving away. Can everybody get that I'm actually not giving away coaching?
Yep.
Yeah. It's really not a free session. When it's a free session, it's a bit weird. It's like, why would they do this? And I'm going to owe them in some karmic way. I'm going to have to owe this coach, or I'm going to be pressured to sign up with them. But if you let them know that the price is simply that, you know, what they're paying you is practice. You get practice and development. And another thing that they're paying you is that they'll send people to you if they think of anyone who could use you. Then it's a free exchange. And they can feel more comfortable. Now, let me do it. Thank you, Irene, for that.
Yeah.
I want to check in with Beth has sent me some comments here. Oh, people are saying, what about asking people what they would change in their work rather than in their life? Sure. What's one thing you'd change in your life or career? That's something you could ask. Or what's something you'd change in your life? What's something you'd change in your work? I want people to tell me what's most important. You know, and just see what comes up. What's next, Joshua?
Well, it kind of leads off was her name Irene?
Irene, yep.
Okay. What she was just saying, how she was saying that, you know, you're very, obviously you're very practiced, you've done this a lot, so you're able to do this. So what about for those of us that are new and out talking to people, what if we don't get it right, like when we're out
great.
Talking to people and we can't just move them through there?
Yeah, great question. That's probably the best question that you could ask. One thing that I'd invite you to remember, everybody, is that you can say, I'm new at this, so I may not be very smooth with my words, so just bear with me. You know, I may not come off really smooth because I'm just so new to this and I'm excited and I'm a bit nervous. So just bear with me as I kind of as I work out what I want to say. And there's not one person in the world who hasn't been there.
Yeah, and being upfront with them like that kind of lets them know how you are as a person too, I guess.
Yeah, just being real. You don't have to be all professional. You can tell them I'm starting out and building my practice. It's exciting and it's new. You know, then they get a real person instead of someone who's trying to manipulate them. Now, also, bear in mind, this isn't a huge thing. It's just to talk about their life. If it's right to work together, you will. And if it's not right for you two to work together, it may happen later, or it may end up you end up working with a friend of theirs. So are you doing it right? If you extend 30 invitations, you're doing it right. Come to that. If you don't extend 30 invitations, you're doing it right, because at some level you mustn't have wanted to do it enough. And if you get 30 no's, you're doing it right. Because you're out there. I mean, if you get 30 no's in a row, okay, there's some tweaking that could be done. But you're doing the program right because you're out there offering yourself. And when you get to the point where you're just happy to say to someone, let's do a session, it's a really cool call because we talk about your life. And you're just not attached to whether to say yes or no. You're surprised if they say no because there really are no strings. It's great for both of you. I had one of my, I was all hesitant about asking people, and my, I met a woman who had just hired a friend of mine, and I said, what was it that had you do a session with her? Well, she said, we didn't even do a session. I said, what do you mean? You just signed up? She goes, yeah. I said, how'd that happen? She said, well, Sarah called me and just said, I have to coach you. That's it. This is what I'm doing, and I just have to coach you. And she didn't care about the money. She's like, yeah, we'll work out some exchange, or maybe you'll, you know, clean my yard, or look after my kids, or maybe you'll just pay me, you know, half my regular rate or whatever. She didn't care. She's like, I have to coach you. And I loved it. I thought, how fun to just call someone and say, I just got so excited about what we could do together, I have to coach you.
I like that. Kind of gives them a it shows confidence in what you've got to give them then.
That's right. And I'll tell you an approach that I just found out about. I can't say the names, but I can say that I can drop names without dropping names. A coach went up to a person who's a coach and an author and is actually in the top 10 sellers of books who ever lived. So this is a really, really famous person. And this coach went up to this person and said, you know, I'm not sure what this is about, but I've just been feeling moved to offer you free coaching. And the celebrity said, well, I like free, you know, and just said, okay. And now this person is coaching this huge celebrity, and who knows what referrals and opportunities and things can come out of that just from going up and saying, you know, I just feel moved to offer you coaching, and the money's not important, so I feel moved to offer it for free, and bang. So this is about the invitation, and if you get a yes, that's a bonus.
So it sounds like being genuine. It sounds like that person was obviously pretty genuine because that person picked up on it. And so if they can really see that you're there trying to help them when you're approaching them, then it makes that whole interaction that much better. And if you look at it from the point of view of I'm here to help you as opposed to I'm trying to sell you something, then they pick up on those signals, and that maybe that makes that interaction a little bit better. Is that where you're going?
Be authentic. Yeah, that's right. And for those who recently joined us, this is David Wood from SolutionBox.com, and I'm joined with Joshua Aragon, and joined by, and we're doing the 30-day challenge call, and this is Introductory Sessions 101, Introductory Sessions for Dummies is what we're doing. So let me check the board here. Someone said, if you're wondering what to say to people, why you're doing this for free, you could say, if I give to those who can't, won't, or don't pay for it, I'm leaving it to the universe to pay back. Because the universe will return the karma. Yep. And if you want to go on the chat board, you can read that suggestion. That's true, although it might not come across as so polite to people. If you don't pay, the universe will pay me back. You could say, you know, here's another, and this is great, to come up with reasons for why it's free, and I want you to come up with your reason. But one reason could be, and I've given you a bunch of reasons, but another reason could be, I want to give. I've really received a lot in my life, and I've just allocated 10 free sessions that are simply about giving back. And you can really do that, and you could say to them at the beginning of the session, you know, I do want more clients, it's true. And this session is not about that. I will invite you at the end. If I feel like I want to work with you and we're a fit, I'll tell you. And I'll invite you. But really, I want to make sure that I'm doing this as a gift. And if that feels authentic for you, you can do that.
Excellent.
What's next, Joshua?
All right. So we've got through this introduction. Now I'm in there. I'm getting prepared for the session, let's say. And as a new coach or as a coach even that's got some experience, what are the key elements that we should be doing in this introductory session? And on top of that, is there something that you can give us that would be really simple for us to follow or to understand, so that way we don't have to think so much about the structure, but can just spend our time with the person?
Yeah. I'd say that the main thing to remember is that this is a person and you guys are chatting about life. It's a privileged conversation. And that's the main thing. And just talking about their goals, you're already contributing and you're already playing the game and you're already doing the 30-day challenge. So don't get hung up on getting it right. And you can even say to them, I'm new at this. I've got a structure to follow and I may not get it right all the time, but we're going to have a blast. So that'll relax you straight away. And I'm going to go through the outline that we've given you at the resource page. I'm going to briefly mention it, and there's so much more on the resource page. And if you want more, if you really want to go into detail about how to do an introductory session, then I invite you to get the Coach Start manual, and that's at coachstart.com. And that's for purchase. It's $97. You can buy that if you want to go to more, but this will give you everything that I think you'd need to get started. So the introductory session outline, and I'll boil it down from what you have in the guide that we give you. You tell them the purpose. Start with a purpose. Don't just start coaching with some hidden agenda to get them as a client. Tell them up front, I want to light a fire under you and find out if we're a fit for each other. Find out if we should be working together. I want to light a fire under you and find out if we should be working together. And you can tweak it to whatever you like, of course. Next thing is, what do you want? Like, what do you want? I asked Joshua, what do you want? He said 8,000 subscribers. I didn't really buy it because that's not an end benefit. Like, the end benefits are ultimately, I'm going to be having more fun. I'm going to be having more peace. I'll have more joy. I'll be expressing more love, or I'll feel more loved, or I'll have less pain. Those are the end benefits. So find out what they want. And you want to just, if they give you five things, narrow in on one. You can tell them, we'll work on all those other things, but let's just get them focused on one and excited about one. The next thing is just help them see the path. Like, well, how would you get there? Or what are a couple of steps you'd take? So that instead of a pie in the sky, they're already moving forward. Even in their mind, they're just like, well, I guess I do this and I do this. It's all doable. The next thing is, I would ask them something to do with the coaching, because I've had so many people go, well, great, thanks, I'll see you later. And I'm like, oh, but why aren't you hiring me? Because I haven't brought that into the conversation about why a coach is useful and needed. So I might ask something like, why haven't you achieved this already? Like, what's been missing? And then the big one is, if I was your coach and we were working together on this every week, what would that provide you that you haven't had before? And really let them give you the answer. Push them to do this. Don't let them just go, oh, I don't know. And to see if they can, you know, take a couple of minutes with this and find out, like, what would it be like to have someone once a week talking to about your goals and have them picture that. And then there may be objections, and just be straight and be honest. And, you know, you don't have to overcome objections. You could be like, okay, great. Or you might have some suggestions. Say, well, I have a way of looking at that. Would you like to hear it? And then the final thing is, you really want to close the sale, or at least make the invitation. And one question I ask sometimes is just, how do you feel about working together? How does that feel for you? How do you feel about us working together on this goal? How's it feel for you? And they might be like, excited, or like, I'm interested, or, yeah, I'm not sure. If they say, if they're not interested, well, you've got to deal with that before you really go for the close. But the final close is, would you like to give it a whirl? Or should we set you up as a client? Or another great session is, so should we set you up with a coaching structure? Would you like that? Would that support you? So there it is. There's a rough outline. And again, I come back to, you're just having a conversation about their life. And you may not need any of this stuff. And you just talk about their life and they get excited and you say, boy, I'd love to work with you. How does it feel? How do you feel about that? And they might go, yeah. It can be that simple when you're in the zone. And be willing to mess up 15 of these, even though you can't. There's no way to mess it up. Be willing to mess them up.
Excellent.
Are you still there, Joshua?
I am. I was just finishing wrapping up my notes that you had there.
Oh, okay.
All very good stuff. Do you think you have time? Do you want to do another demonstration, or do you think it's pretty good with the ones that you've already done? Or
well, let's hear from people on the call. Would you guys like to hear another demo?
I'd like another demo.
Yeah.
Somebody on there had a question about how to approach a business as far as business clients. So maybe a demo, like something like that.
Okay, good. So someone on the call who has something they'd like to change around their business, that's everybody, around their business and would be available for a demonstration.
I would. This is Dr. Lori.
Okay. Dr. Lori, hello.
Hello.
So I'm going to do a demo with you, and let's do this real. So we're not going to role play. There's something you want to change, and I'm actually, let's first do the invitation. So Lori, I'd really like to do a session with you.
Great.
And I'd like to do it as a gift, and one reason I want to do it is as a demonstration to everybody on the call so that they can see how an introductory session could be done. And another reason I'd like to do it is to find out if we could contribute to each other and if it would be a fit for us to work together on this goal.
All right.
I haven't actually I don't think I've had a regular coaching client for 2 years, but I'm open. You know, I'm open. If it turns out that it'd really be a fit, then I'd be open to working with you. So how does that sound? Are you up for doing a quick coaching session?
Sure.
Okay, great. So you see there, everybody, what I've done is I've set the context, and I didn't come from a script. I just told her the truth of, like, well, here's where I am, and this is why I do it. And this is real time. So, Lori, what's one thing you'd love to change?
Well, I would love to get people signed up for a cruise that I've scheduled, that I do a seminar at sea.
Okay.
I've been trying to promote it, and I...
Let me just check in with you. If you just think about... if you were to imagine that you had another 5-10 years on the planet, would this be the number one thing you'd want to change in your life? And it can be. Sometimes this is the thing to go for. I just want to check there's not something else that's more burning for you.
Well, another 5 or 10 years, no, I'd want, I mean, this is something more immediate.
Yeah. But this is the biggest thing for you.
To help me go farther, pardon me?
Right now, this is the biggest thing for you?
This is the biggest thing right now. I mean,
okay.
5 or 10 years, well, a few years, I really want to complete a book and get it published and
okay,
get
good.
Sellers list. So.
Good. So just making sure this is the big thing, because sometimes people come with a goal, but it's like, boy, I'd really like to, like, if I could rejuvenate my relationship, that would make a bigger difference to my life. So I'm
looking I love a man, too, but.
Okay. Good. Well, let's put that on the back burner.
Okay.
And if we did decide to work together, there's nothing that says you can only have one goal. In fact, it's quite fun to work with a number of goals. But
and could a goal to be find a permanent life partner?
Well, would you love that?
Yes, I would.
Well, it sounds like a good goal to me.
Okay, good.
In fact, I'm feeling excited by that just hearing you say it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to work with you on that. And, you know, if this is the immediate thing, then let's... So which one would you like... If we could focus on one in this session, which one would you rather focus on?
Well, I think the cruise, because the cruise is in January.
Okay, great. Okay.
So we got some deadlines coming up, and at the same time, I think I can help coaching people, and it's just like a next step to come to the seminar.
Okay, great. Cruise. So what I'm going to do now is accelerate the pace just because of timing. So I'll do like a laser version. So how many enrollments are we talking about? What's the concrete goal that would put a smile on your face?
Oh, like 100 people.
Great, 100 people. Mm-hmm. Fill the cruise. And can you already see some of the steps to getting there? Like, what are a couple of key things that have got to be done to make that happen?
Well, letting people know. People need to learn about it.
Okay.
Know that it's available.
Okay. What's one other thing that's got to be done between now and then?
Well, just basically getting the word out, getting the people signing them up.
All right, so huge promotion, I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, what's your biggest challenge around this? Where you get most stuck?
Yeah, it's well, I guess that, well, the biggest objection that I've been hearing from people is money. And although it's really not a lot of money, but that, you know, and the economy and everything.
Okay, great. So is it where you're getting stuck? Is it in coming up with the proposition, like coming up with the value proposition for to communicate to people how they're really going to benefit from this and why they should spend their savings on this than something else?
Yeah.
All right, good. So that's clear. Now, if we were to work together on this, so if you weren't doing it alone, and we were to talk once a week on this goal and you had homework and whatever, what would that provide you that you haven't had for the past few months or years?
Well, it would give me some direction, like you just said, the value proposition. I didn't realize that's what was holding me back. I didn't know why it wasn't working.
Right.
And like you have that ability to know and then help give me direction to correct that.
Great. And what just came up for me, and as I'm saying, this isn't written down or anything, it just popped into my head, like, I find it's so much more fun for me to have a partner in something. So when I'm trying to do it on my own, it can be fun, but when I got someone else to talk to and report on and to kick my butt and celebrate, it's just a lot more fun. And I tend to do better. Is that something you resonate with, or is that just me?
Oh, no. I totally resonate with that.
Okay, great. So I'd love to check in with you. I mean, what I'm getting is, I think this cruise thing sounds like fun. For me personally, I'll be honest with you, the finding a life partner is something that really lights me up. I just got one 3 days ago myself.
You did?
Yeah, I did actually.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. Oh my God. So it does light me up, and that's the one that I'd love to work on with you. But I want to check in with you. Honestly, how would you feel about us working together?
Well, I get all excited and I'm all flustered here just even thinking about that, working on the life partner, and that you could help me do that, because it's like I felt like there's no help.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
So that actually sounds even more exciting. Because the cruise I've done before, I've done stuff that's like, it will happen, it'll fall into place, it's fine, but the life partner is actually the really stuck part.
Wow.
So that's actually, when you go to light me up, that's the one. And
so
it lights you up too.
Yeah.
And that you found one, yay.
Right. So what I'm hearing there, when I'm looking for what coaching might provide, because we don't want to do it if it's not going to add anything, what I'm hearing is possibility.
Exactly.
That what you thought was possible has now just expanded in the space of about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So imagine that kind of conversation over the next 3 months.
That sounds wonderful. Really wonderful.
Yeah, great, Great. Now, I'm actually not looking for clients, but for the sake of this exercise, and because everyone's going to want to know how to close, I'm going to keep going. So are there any burning questions you have about coaching and like how it works, or should I just tell you how I set up new clients and you can let me know if you'd like to do that?
Yeah, why don't you tell me how it works?
Okay, great. Now, here's where I'd go through my list. I'd have this pre-written down, and I'd say, this is how it works. So I'd say, we work together, and it's been a long time, but I'm going to dig it up from memory. We work together once a week on the phone. The calls are 40 minutes. You have homework after every call, because I don't want to replace what you would do on your own. I want to add to what you would do on your own. So you'll have homework. You'll even help come up with the homework. You'll send preparation in before the call, and you'll tell me what you've done and what you're going to do. We go for 3 months. If you miss a session, you lose the session. I mean, if you're sick or you need to go on vacation and you tell me in advance, that's fine. But if you miss a session and I'm there, you lose the session. I just want to make that clear up front. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I have a question about the homework. Now, how much time, what do you do for the homework?
Thank you, and we'll address that. We won't address that just for time, but if you did, but normally I'd answer that.
Okay.
So the fee is $3,000 for 3 months, and that's payable in advance, and you can pay that by credit card. I don't take checks anymore. It's all done by credit card, and I want to tell you what will happen if you – change your mind at any point. You can change your mind at the end of any month. So you can't just get like one session in and go, oh, I don't want to do it. But if you do a month and you go, for any reason, like, hey, I got my partner, see you later, then I'll refund you the balance.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you say? Would you like to give it a whirl? Should we set you up with a coaching time?
Wow, that's really expensive for me right now.
Okay, I can hear that. So, what comes to, can I ask you a few questions about that? Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, I heard a hesitancy in your voice there. What was that about?
Well, it's just that I wish I had the money to do it, and I don't right now.
Sure, sure. And so we're going to explore that a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Okay. What value do you, and please don't tell me priceless, because it's not, but what value in terms of, you know, how many $100 or $1,000 would you place on finding a life partner? And there's no right or wrong answer.
Well, the value of it would be...
Given how much you have in the bank.
Oh, well, given what I have right now?
Yep, given what you have in the bank and what you could, you know, get and what you could sell. Just honestly, how much would you pay to God if you could have a life partner?
And not go in more debt? Is it really what I actually have or go in debt or have access to because I can put things on credit cards?
Yeah, it's up to you. However you manage it, it's up to you. But you have the ability to spend money on what you feel is valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you make those decisions, and I trust those decisions. So how much – and, you know, it's valid to say – zero, because I'm in debt, I would not, even if I could pay $3,000 and have a life partner, I wouldn't. That's valid. So I'm just asking you, how much
right.
would you pay to really focus on that goal and give it everything you have?
Yeah, right now I feel like I can't even do that because I feel like I need to focus on making money so that I can live, you know?
Yeah. Well, I love that. I love your integrity. I love your financial integrity. So given that, you know, finances do seem stretched, how much would it make sense for you to invest in this cruise and filling the cruise? And you can tell me zero or you can tell me $10,000, but just How much would it make sense for you, given your financial situation?
Yeah, it would make sense for me to... Now, on the cruise, I don't really make a whole lot, but hopefully I'll have more connections and stuff with it. But it would be a fun thing to do, and I'd make some money.
Okay, so give me a number.
Okay, the number again, I'm sorry.
How much would it make sense for you to invest in support on the cruise deal? And again, the number can be zero or it can be $10,000.
Right. Oh, because I've been trying to do the promotion and the marketing, doing it all free, trying to that way, just because I don't really have the money to invest on it either. So I'm trying to generate income.
Yeah, I get it. So let me make it really clear and simple. It sounds to me like your money is not abundant for you right now.
Right.
Yeah. So what I'm curious about, is there anything that you would be willing to pay me that would feel like a good exchange for you if we did work together? And please don't feel pressured to do so, because I don't need clients.
Well, I want to pay you.
Yes, and that wasn't the question.
I know, but it's like I really don't have it right now.
Great. So what I'm hearing is zero, and I just want to check that that's your number.
Right, yeah.
That even if I offered you coaching at $100 a month, like a massive discount, that you'd be like, nope, I just don't have anything to invest right now.
Yeah, well, maybe I could do 100.
All right. Okay, great.
I mean, 100 doesn't sound, I mean, 100, I could pull together $100 a month, you know.
Got it. Okay, great. So thank you very much for that, Laurie. Let's end the role play there. And let's just point out a few highlights of people together. One of the things, you know, what I was doing is feeling you out to just see, like, what value do you place on it?
Uh-huh.
Is there anything? And what we came out with is, like, at $100 a month, that you would see that as a valuable proposition.
Mm-hmm.
I also got really clear that money's really tight, so it doesn't look like you're going to pay a lot. I might have gone into negotiation about what else could you – is there another way you could pay? Maybe there are some – you know, you give me a couple of tickets for this cruise that I could give to some friends. Maybe there's website stuff you do. Maybe I need virtual assistant. Who knows what I could get out of it? But if I'm a new coach, then I'm probably pretty happy with $100 a month. And here's the other thing too. By me asking for everything I want up front, like when I asked for $3,000 – $100 a month started sounding pretty good, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, whereas if I'd come in with, it's going to cost you $300, you know, a month, then it's not such a drop down. So what I like to do is ask for 3 months up front, because that's just how I like to be paid. And then after that, if I'm going to discount and then allow them to pay monthly, it's a huge come down, and they're like, oh, I could do that. That's a deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Laurie,
and it was interesting, just as you when you said, well, the $100, and I'm thinking, well, $3,100. Well, I can figure out how to get $100, so at least you get something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to take it for free.
Yeah.
Even if you were willing to give it for free, I mean, a part of me is like going, well, I got to give him something, even though he doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting what was going on for me emotionally.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we want to come up with a fair so this is great for everyone. We both want to come up with a fair exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really want to do it for nothing. I want to feel like you're contributing something, and you don't want to do it for nothing. So, and you're embarrassed to offer something too low. So we're just kind of negotiating and just being real and honest. And I hope you guys heard, I wasn't holding any thought back. I was really just being straight and like, say zero if you want to be zero. You know, I'm not going to be offended. You know, it might be $25 a week is your, or $25 a month is what you could afford right now.
Mm-hmm.
But how fun to actually get the person to put a number on it.
Yeah.
And then even if it's $5 and you're a new coach and you want the experience, have them pay you the $5 or the $20 a month or whatever and say, all right, let's do it. if you're up for doing it. You may not. You may say, well, it looks like it's probably not a fit because we can't do a great exchange, but I've had such a great time coaching you. And if you ever want to send me an email, like you get blocked about something or you get stuck on something, send me an email. I'd just be so happy to respond to you and help however I can.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I've never said that. It just came out.
That's great. But yet, if you get a person and you really want to work with them and say they can, they want to do $25 a month, and you just and you want to do this with them, and you just say, okay, and so that's your way of giving back, right?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say, I want to work with you because I think you're going to have some great results, and you're going to give me an amazing testimonial.
Yeah.
You can also say, I'd be willing to work with you for the first month at a big discount, and our goal would be to have you generate some income so that you can afford my fee in the second and third month.
That's where I thought you were going originally.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to do it. Nothing's mm-hmm. right. So, so thank you very much. So I want to move on. We're at 15 minutes past the hour. And let's see what we've got here to wrap up for you guys.
I think you've covered about most of the things except for where do we find these people?
Yeah, okay, good. Good. So let's go into that. Where do we find these people? And so we're talking about action stations. So I'm going to give you some actions in a few minutes that you don't have to do, but they're my recommended actions for you to really be successful at this. And I'll tell you when to do them. And here's a tip in case you get stuck. If you just get totally stuck and the actions that I give you don't work, here's the backup that you can fall back on. You walk into a local business and you ask to see the manager for a minute. And you just say to the manager, I'm a professional coach, I'm a local motivational coach, and my coach has given me the assignment to walk into a local business and offer a free session on your life or business goals. It can be for you or one of your employees, and it's available for the next 7 days.
I love that.
Yep. So now I've completed my assignment. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to take me up on the session, it's yours. And I'm, as your coach, if you'll allow me to be, I'm giving you that assignment. So you can say it with authenticity. I'm telling you, go into local businesses and say, this is the assignment I've been given. This is what I'm doing. There's no obligation. My hope is we're going to find something really that's really going to make a difference in your life and business, and we'll work together. But I don't mind. It's a gift. That's if you get stuck. So no one's got any excuse for, like, I don't know anybody or whatever. You can always do that. And if you're worried about getting a no, good. Work with your buddy coach on it. Now, here are the actions. And don't worry if you don't get these down, because Beth's going to tidy my scrawl up into a document and send it out to you by when's good for you, Beth? You want to do Friday or Saturday?
I was planning on doing it right after the call.
No, look, how amazing is this woman? Thank you, Beth. That's great. So here's the call to action. This is how you'll succeed. If you don't do this, chances are you'll blow it. And that's just how it is. Tonight, before bed, and for some of you it's very close to bedtime, but before bed, list everyone you know, or at least list like 20 or 30. But make a list of everyone you know. I recommend an Excel spreadsheet. It doesn't have to be. It can be a piece of paper, Word document. List everyone you know. Second thing, tonight, before bed, put in your diary a fixed time every day to call 1 to 10 people and invite people to do your sessions. And also, at that time, when you want to allow time, once you've made the calls, to go to the board and post. So what you'll do every day is you'll call and then you'll post. And I recommend you do it at the same time every day so you get into a routine. All right, this is when I call and post, call and post. But what you're doing tonight is putting it in your diary. Also tonight, and this is the last thing to do tonight, put in your diary 2 hours, doesn't have to be all together, but 2 hours for you to go through the training on the board, on the resources that we've given you, and just put down when you'll do it. You do, might do 30 minutes a day for the next 4 days, but you'll listen to the MP3s, you'll read the articles, you'll go through the notes from this call, and how wonderful, you're going to get the recording to this call. Listen to it again. Listen to it 5 times. Why would you not? It's not going to, you've already paid for the course. Listen to it again. You'll hear things you did not hear before. So you can make this a very powerful program for yourself. Now, tomorrow, there'll be other steps, and I'll go through them quickly. Tomorrow, I recommend a bulk email to everybody you know, telling them you'll be calling in the next week or so. And I invite you to get excited just now. Like right now, you can get excited, because I'm going to send you a sample email that you can send to everybody. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I wrote it today. It was channeled, this stuff, and it's on. So I'm going to send you that as well. That wasn't part of the program, none of the bonuses. It just came out of nowhere. So you send a bulk email, and then what you'll do is you'll write next to everybody's name on your list one authentic reason that you'd just love to do a session with them. And we've come up with a whole bunch. But just one authentic reason for each person, like they're high energy, or they'll be great testimonials, or you really care about them, or you know they've had this issue, you come up with an issue, a reason. And Beth, I just noticed in the notes I've doubled up 4 and 6 in the call to action, so you can take one of those out.
Okay.
Double them up. And tomorrow, set up how often and when you and your buddy will be in contact. And it's still not too late to go to solutionbox.com/chat or go to where you post and say, I need a buddy, I need a buddy, I need a buddy. Get it done now. If you set yourself up now with a structure, all you got to do is follow it for the next 30 days. But if you don't get the structure in place in the next 24, 48 hours, what can happen is you lose the momentum of the call and you go back into apathy. And that's it. Now, I'm going to read you the email, the sample email, just so that you guys can rejoice in how wonderful I am and how wonderful the writing is. It really is great. So here's a draft email that you can send. It's very simple, very direct. Hi, guys. I'm ramping up my coaching business big time. As part of my circle of friends and colleagues, I want to gift you one session. I don't know if you're my ideal client or not, but I know you'll love this experience as it's 30 minutes talking exclusively about your top 3 goals in life. In parentheses, do you know what they are? And how you'll achieve them. If we're meant to work together, we'll know it. But if not, you'll be able to refer people to me like crazy. Deal? So I'll call you in the next week or so to set up a time. In the meantime, you might like to let your subconscious ponder this. If I worked with a coach, what's the number one change I would make to my life? Finances, career, relationship, health? Signed, Dr. Laurie. And feel free to tweet that signature. P.S., things will be pretty busy, so if you're feeling lots of motivation right now to find out what that number one change might be or to get moving on it, you're welcome to call me right now and I'll put you at the top of the list so we can get your call in early.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's great.
Thank you. Great. So, Joshua.
Yes.
How'd we cover it?
I think we have. If we've got a few minutes, maybe take a few questions. But I think that as far as going through the challenge and then also through the introductory session, I'm feeling pretty comfortable with it. And like I said, there may still be a few questions out there, but I think you did an awesome job.
All right, good. Are you doing the 30-day challenge?
I am.
Oh, great. This is great. You really are doing it. You're actually being you know, pulled out of the ranks to do the interviewing, and you're doing the challenge. I didn't know that.
I hadn't signed up before tonight, but I am, yes.
Oh, that's great. I love it. So, yeah, let's open it up. So here's your chance. If you want to go now, feel free to drop off and go and do your homework. and we'll take a couple of quick questions now. Who's first? Particularly about the structure, anything about the structure, how to support yourself in going forward, or if there's still any block you have and you're like, you know, I just can't do this because X.
David, this is Jan. It's just a real quick question. Do we
yeah.
need to have contacted someone today?
No.
Okay.
Start tomorrow.
Right.
Because it's late.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, if you really want to send a message to your subconscious that you're serious and you want your subconscious to get, like, I'm really doing this, mm-hmm. how hard is it to pick up the phone and call anybody and say, I don't even know what to say yet, but I promised I'd do my homework, so I'm calling you. How hard is it? Call your best friend. Say, hey, I got homework, so I'm calling you. But, you know, I don't think it's a cop-out. You do it, and who knows what will come out of it. Who else has a question?
David, this is Joshua.
When
they're scheduling these sessions, when we're setting these things up, how much time, as we're setting our day up, should we be leaving for ourselves in between them if we're putting them all in one day or something like that?
Yeah, well, firstly, that's a good problem to have. If you have so many sessions, you're worried about that. But I like to do... When I was starting, I did like 40, 45-minute sessions, and then you got 15 minutes to, you know, go to the bathroom and grab a drink of water. So you can schedule them back-to-back. I'm not worried about that. If people got that kind of problem, that's a good problem to have.
Mm.
Anything else that might block you to just go and invite and just share? Just share your light.
So what if they say yes? When we have a client, then what do we do with them?
Oh, my God. My God. They say yes. Well, the structure that we go through for the introductory session, you can use some of that. But really, that's a great question. I think we're going to have to cover that in next week, Beth.
Yeah.
All right. But let's do it now. It's really simple. You know, I normally spend the first couple of sessions clarifying what they want, like really how's it look, and then we come up with a plan. What are all the action steps? What, you know, what's it going to take? And let's come up with a plan. So here's the goal. Here's when we're going to have it. Here's what it's going to take to do it. Maybe this week I'll do this. You want to come up with homework for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look at any blocks. Are there any, like, how do you feel about it? Do you feel empowered? You're excited? Okay, great, we're done. Could be 10 minutes into the session. They've got their goal is clear. They've got their homework. They know what they're going to do this week. And they're excited. Session done. End the call. And you can let them know. I'll end the call after 3 minutes if you're done. I'm not going to waste your time. You're a busy person. But they might have something else they want to talk about. They might have other questions. You can also have them lead the call. A great way to start a call is, how can I help this week?
Mm-hmm.
Or what would you like to talk about this week? Or what's going on? And just find out what they're doing. Sometimes you might, if they're not excited, if they get to the end and they're just not excited or not empowered, it's because there's a belief, like, I can't do it because I don't have enough money for it, or she's going to say no, or whatever, and you can work with
mm-hmm.
them on that. Does that give you a bit of a structure, a rough structure you can use?
Yes, that helps a lot. Thanks.
Great. And I'm going to tell you a secret, and maybe you can all tell, but I made that up just now. So you come into a new field, and you think, oh, there's a right way to do it. You're just talking with another human being about what they want to accomplish in their life. That's it. And you can say to them, I'm not going to come in with a set structure. Sometimes there might be silence. And then sometimes I might say, I don't know what to say to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be present with you and listen, and we're going to come up with some great stuff. Because it's their job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have any answers. That's what I like to do. When they're stuck with something, I say, well, what coaching would you give yourself on that?
Mm-hmm.
That gets me out of trouble so often.
That's good.
And I've said, and this is one of the best and most empowering things you can say as a coach, I don't know what to say to that. Because you may not. You'd be like, yeah, that sounds rough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joshua. Can we have a little virtual hand for Joshua? A little bit of applause. Like,
yay.
The interviews.
We also have to take
great.
The stand-in one. The stand-in, Joshua.
Oh, and the stand-in, Joshua. Yay. Joshua Carmichael. So it's over to you guys now. And I really mean that. You can let this drop, and you can let your limiting beliefs get in the way, or you can say, I'm going to do the invitations no matter what. I'm just going to play the game because I said. And that's going to look like doing all your actions, getting in that board, getting a buddy, doing all that stuff. You know how to do it. And I'm going to be here on 3 more calls every week, so you're not alone. So that if you get blocked and you have a terrible week, great. Bring that terrible week to the next call. The failure would be in having a terrible week or being blocked and not using me and Joshua and Beth and everybody else on the board as your resource. That would be criminal.
David,
so on that cheery note, have a great night, everybody, and thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.